We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning around 8 lines from the top, the two dots. It said in our Mishnah that a Karban Pesach, where the meat became Tamei, you can't do Zerika, because the meat is Ma'akev by Karban Pesach, at least the Chachilo, because since you eat the Karban Pesach, so the meat becomes Tamei, that's a problem. It says Mekadoshim, which means other Kabbanos, Ein Akein, there, as long as either the Basar or the Chelev, which is the Murim, are still around, you're allowed to do the Zerika. Now, this is only a Chiddush. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's Pashat, that you're allowed to make Zerika, you're Basar, or out Chelev. The Chiddush is that even for Rabbi Yeshua, Chelev is enough. And that's how Gemara is going to say. Zok to Gemara, Masnisim Mani, who is our Mishnah like? Rabbi Yeshua, he's like Rabbi Yeshua, that needs at least Akaponim, either a Murim or Basar to be around. The Tanya learned to the Braisa. Rabbi Yeshua, Emer, Kol ha'zvachim shebetayrah shenishdayim em kezayis basar or kezayis chaylev, all kabonis in the Torah that was if it left or they had left off at least a kezayis of meat or a kezayis of fats, which are the murim which burn on the mizbeach, then you can be zarek as adam. But if you only have kechatz zayis basar or kechatz zayis chaylev, or even worse, you have nothing, ain't zarek as adam. You're not zarek adam. And the chiddush is, you know, you have altogether kezayis, but since half is basar, which is made to be eaten, and half is chaylev, half the kezayis is chaylev, which is made to put on the mizbeach, you can't be zarek as adam because you don't have either or. Uva oila, but oila where you don't eat the meat, where you makriv the meat and the fats, then I feel like chatz zayis basar, chatz zayis chaylev, zarek as adam. Then even if you have half of meat and half of fats, it could be zarek as adam because there you have mishkula kol, they're all going on the mizbeach, so you have a kezayis worth to go on the mizbeach. Uva mincha, but if you have only a mincha left over, Afal pisha kula kayemes, even though the whole mincha is still kayem liyizrik as adam, you can't be zarek the dam. Because you need basar, ain't basar in dam, what does basar mean? And mechash the braisa, basar means even emurim, either basar, which means to eat, or emurim, which is to put on the mizbeach. But frankly, Gemara, like which mincha are we talking about? I'm talking about a carbon shlomim over here, so where's the mincha come here? What mincha are you talking about? We say if the mincha is left over, you can't be zerikas dam. What does mincha got to do with zerikas dam? Omra papa, minchas nesachim. Every carbon comes with something called a minchas nesachim, which you bring with the carbon, which is some flour and wine. That's called minchas nesachim. Even though that's left over, you would have a half minisakadai techamino, kimin the ka'asya mekoyach zevach, since it comes because of the carbon. Kegufa the zevach dam, it has the same maila as the carbon itself, and it's ke'ilu, the murim are left over. Kamash v'law, no, the mincha does not count. Only basar or chaylev count and not mincha. Kamash v'law, no. So akapam, that's the salacha of this braisa, that for Rabbi Yeshua, that you have to have either basar or the chaylev kayim. Now, we know basar is enough, because it says in the pasuk, v'asisa o'lesecha ha'basar v'hadam. That's what it says in the pasuk. The question the Gemara is going to ask is, how do you know chaylev is enough to make zrikas dam? If the pasuk says you need basar, how do you know chaylev is enough? Look at the Gemara, chaylev and all, and how do you know chaylev is enough to make zrikas dam just for the chaylev? Om Rav Yechon, Mishim Rav Yishmol, Mato Ba, Mishim Rav Yishu, Vechanan, Yom HaKorah, the pasuk says, this is a pasuk by Shchut Echutz in Parashat Achrei Mois, it says in the pasuk like this, V'hikter ha-chaylev l'reach nechoyach. The beginning of the pasuk says, V'zorak ha-kayin es dam al-mizbach Hashem, to one zrika, V'zorak ha-kayin es dam al-mizbach Hashem, Pesach al-mayid, V'hikter ha-chaylev l'reach nechoyach l'Hashem. So the pasuk teaches us that chaylev afa pishayim basar, you can be zarek as dam just if you have chaylev to be makdir. If you have fats to be makdir, that's enough. That's sufficient to allow to make the zrika. Afa pishayim basar. There's no meat. Eshko and chaylev. We know that divinei murim go on the mizbeach. First of all, the chaylev, also the seres, which is the diaphragm, the seres akavet, and also shtei kalai, the two kidneys. So we see the possible first that chaylev is enough to allow the zrika. What about if you don't have chaylev, but you have a seres to cover shtei kolayos? And l'chayra, it was a little bothered me a little bit. L'chayra, the all emurim, what's to be the difference? But I guess this is the pasuk said specifically chaylev. May how do you know the two? Munala, zok to Gemara. Let's read in Eishcha and chaylev. Seres to cover shtei kolayos. Munala. So hey, first of all, I ask Kasha. Hey, cherminon, the zarkinon. Where do you know taka? Maybe taka, it can't be zarkit for those things. They ask, like, where do you know it from? And who said you could be zarek? All of a sudden, the braisa was chaylev. So who said taka, the seres akavos that close is sufficient to allow the zrika? So hey, cherminon, the zarkinon, they ask Kasha, minolon, where do you see it? And the Tanya, because it says in the braisa, uve mincha, apish kul kiyamas lo yizrik. If all that's left is a mincha, even though the whole mincha is here, you can't make a zrika. Mincha, who deloy? only a mincha is not enough to enable the zrika. Anything else will be enough. Any other more will be enough. So back, so we see klar in the brayse that will be enough. And questions from Nalan, how do you know? Only says in the pasuk chelim. Rabbi Yechon did Omar. Omar klar. The pasuk says the end of that pasuk. V'hikta chelim le'reach nichoyach l'Hashem. Kol shat amayil le'reach nichoyach. Anything you bring on the mizbeach is that's being marba. Even yisera shtei kloyer is be enough to make the zrika. So the gemara ve'itzrach le'michtav chelim ve'itzrach le'michtav reach nichoyach. You have to say both things. Because the question of basically is just say reyach nechayach. And we know anything you bring on the Mizbeach will be sufficient to allow the Zrika. So why does it have to say chaylev? It's with the chaylev, it's with the reyach nechayach. Because of Rahman chaylev, if the Torah only said chaylev, havmina chaylev, in this area is a kavash to declare his loy. You would say only chaylev, that in Murim is enough to allow the Zrika. But in this area is a kavash to declare his loy, it's not enough. Because Rahman reyach nechayach, plus it's reyach nechayach, anything that goes on the Mizbeach. Because Rahman reyach nechayach, anything that the makor on the mizbeach, a fill of mincha, even the mincha sasachim which goes on the mizbeach, because rachmana chaylev. Therefore, the pasuk says chaylev. There has to be one of the imburim, but it can be any imburim. Any imburim, and that teaches us that anything is enough to make the hakrav, to make the zrikas dam. If you have those imburim, it's enough to make the zrikas dam. So tomorrow, I invite the Mishnah. We're going to continue the discussion of tuma, hutra, or dechuyah betzibur. And we'll see some more halachas about that. Zok to Mishnah. This halacha, that you're allowed to be makar by carbon betuma, is only if roiv of Klal Yisrael is tamei, or if the kahanim are tamei, or if the klishar is tamei. Zok to Mishnah. Nitma kahal oiruboi. Either the whole nation became tamei, or roiv of them became tamei. Oi shoyukanim tameim, or the kahanim were tamei, va kol tahirim, and even the kol tahirim, but the kahanim are tameim. Yasu betuma. You could do the Karm Pesach with Tumah. But Nitva Mieta Kol, if only, let's say, 20% of Klal Yisrael became Tumah, you had Tahir Meis Mis Rishon, all the 80% of Klal Yisrael are Torah do the first Pesach Rishon, but Tveyim get pushed off until Yudalad, Nisan Sivan, until Yudalad Ir, but Tveyim Oisim Es HaSheni. The Tveyim do the Pesach Sheni. So the only time, so if Roiv of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, then it's Tumah to receiver, then everyone could do the, even the Tahirim could do it with Tumah. Mashenke, if only Miyat, so the Miyat, they wait to Pesach Sheni. The Miyat people became Tameh, wait to Pesach Sheni. Zog to Gemara, Tana Rabbanon. HaReisho Yisrael Tameim, Klal Yisrael was Tameh, and the Kahanim Klishar is Tahirim, and the Kahanim Klishar is Atar, or Oish HaYisrael Tahirim, and the Kahanim Klishar is Tameh, or the Kahanim Klishar is Tameh. The Philly Yisrael of Akadim Tahirim, even if the Gans Klai Yisrael and all Akadim will Tahirim, but the Klai Yisrael is Tameim, still the Loch is Ya'asu B'tumma, they could do a B'tumma, and the Brayse explains that they could do a B'tumma means even Tahirim Shabbat could do a B'tumma, She'ain Karban Tzibur Chalak, because a Karban Tzibur is not Chalak. Once you allow a Karban Tzibur to be done B'tumma, there's no such thing as you have to do it B'taira. And even the Yechidim who are not Tameh, they could also do a B'tumah because Ein Karban Tzibur Chalak. You don't make a Chilak in a Karban Tzibur, everyone has the same Halacha. It's not like two different tracks. You have the Tameh track and Tara track. Once it's Tumah to receiver, everyone is included in the Tameh track. So we learned in this Braisa, add a thing from the Mishnah, that even a Klisharis that becomes Tameh, the Halacha is Tumah to receiver. Now, it's not clear in the Mefarshim if it's all the klisharis or roiv klisharis. It seems like for the Rambam Perush Mishnayos, it's roiv klisharis. But either way, the point is that there's not enough klisharis to do the avoda, and therefore it becomes tumah hutra v'tzibur. Om Rav Chista, loy shanu. This is only true that even the tahirim and that even all the tahirim people, if the klisharis are tameh, will do it the tumah, even the tumah. Is only El Shanitma Hasakim with Tommy Mace. The Rahman Oma, the Chlal Cherev, Cherev Rekachol. The Kamatabla Gavra, the Tamla Gavra. Like this, that the, let's say you have Klisharis are all Tommy, and some of Klisharis is Tommy, but some is Tar. So we learned till now, Ain Karman Sibachol, which means that. All the tomato after you look for tarim, all the tomayim could do the karbanis because ain't covered zivichalik. We're going to mechalik by kli sharis. It's not always the exact same halacha because the kli sharis, it could be sometimes that the tumah is a lower level. So loy shanu, where it's the same level as Tumahot to Retziver, Elisha Nitma Hasakim Matami Mace. The Sakim became Tame from Matami Mace, so it's an Ava Tuma. Why? The Rahman Ama, Bechlal Cherev, Cherev Rekhal. Halacha is by anything metal, I was talking about a sword here, but anything metal, a knife, anything metal, if it touches a mace, it becomes like the mace, like an Avi Avaisa Tuma. If it touches a Tami Mace, which is a person who touched the mace, which is an Ava Tuma, it becomes Ava Tuma. What's the meaning of Ava Tuma? And a rishon toma, ava toma can make a person tame. So if the sakin is tame from a tame mace, which means it is an ava toma, so the person who touches the knife to do the shechita becomes tame aguf. He becomes tame himself. Become a tame legavra. If it's a tame, the person who's doing the shechita, the mikara comes ava toma aguf. The kara comes ava. So it turns out the karm pesach is being made with people who have toma aguf, which is a chi of karas when they eat the karm pesach. But if the sakim is only tummy from a tumah sheretz, so it's only a rishon l'tuma, the labasa the matamale, it's only matam the basa, the gavra le matamale, so it doesn't matam the gavra. There, tahirim of it, tmei le of it. You got to make sure you get in kahanim and yisraelim tahirim to do the pesach, but tmei le of it. Why? Because mutav yoichal of a tumas basar. That means that someone who's Tomei, Tumas Gavra, he should not be getting near this Pesach. Ah, he's anyway Hutter Retziver. It was only Hutter Retziver on the level of Lav, or Dchuyah Retziver, only on the level of the Lav, which is the Lav of eating Basa Tomei. That means like this. There's a Lav, a Kohen is not allowed to eat Basa Tomei, but if he himself is Tomei, it's more Chomer. He's Chayav Karos. So here's a case, we have a Tumah Retziver, that was not the level of Chiyav Karos. It was only the level of making the Basar Tameh, because we're talking about the knife that was only a Rishon L'Tumah, which only can make a Basar Tameh. It can't make a person Tameh. So, Nitma Sakim Tumah Sheretz, the Basar with the Matam, the Galam Matam, the Tahirim Abba Tmeh Le'Avid. Mutav Yechav Tumah's Basar Balav, Ayechav Basar Tumah's Guf Shuv Karos. Now, since we're saying this, Alma Kasav Rav Chista Tumah Dechuyah Betzibah. If Tumah will be Hutra Betzibah, that means you don't have to look to do it any better way. It's not, it's Tumah Hutra, it's Mutter. Finish. Mutter, the Tumah is Hutra Betzibah. If it's Tchuyah Betzibah, which means you always have to look for ways to not push it as far as you can. You have to look for Tahirim, you have to look for different things. So here, if Tchuyah Betzibah, since you could do it in a way where the people will not become Tameh, you have to do it in that way. If you have Tumah Hutra Betzibah, it's Tumah Hutra, so who cares if Tommy does it, because Hutra. But since it's Tchuyah, we never reach the level of Kares, we only reach the level of Lav, and therefore you only let her have the Tumas of Lav, not the Tumah of Kares. That's what comes out in this Gemara according to this Rav Chista. Rava also happens to hold Tumah Tchuyah Betzibah, and still he will allow even the Tameim to do this carbon. Because he's going to say that in a case where Tumas HaBasso was Hutar, there's no problem of Tumas HaGuf, of a person being Tomei. But Rav Amar, Afilu Tumeim Nami Avdi, the Tumeim could do this Karm Pesach, my time. It says in the Pasuk, the Chsiv, VaBasso Sheyiga B'chol Tomei Lo Yoichal, any Basso that became Tomei, you're not allowed to eat it. Ba'ish Yisar, if you have to burn it. VaBasso Kol Tar Yehabasso. And the Basso, the person eating it has to be Tar also. So you make a Hekesh. Read like this. The Karin and Beva Basa Shiga Bachol Tomei Lo Yoichal. Anytime the Basar is Tomei and you are eating the Basar, even though it's Tomei, Lo Karin and Beva Basa Kol Tar Yoichal Basar. You don't have to worry about the problem of being Tomei when you eat the Basar. Kalhecha the Karin and Beva Basa Shiga Bachol Tomei Lo Yoichal, Karin and Beva Basa Kol Tar Yoichal Basar. But anytime you read, then you have the halacha called Tara Yechabasa. It means like this. Anytime you have a issue of eating basa tame, which means in a case where it's not a tumhutra b'tzibur, tumha t'chuyah b'tzibur, then a person who's tame cannot eat the basa. But here, in the case where we're being matir, the basa are being tame, because we said, since all klisharas are tame, so all the basa are becoming tame, and you're allowing that, if you allow that, there's no halacha of kol tar yoichal basar. There's no halacha that the person eating it have to eat the basar, and therefore it can be done even by tmei. So they both hold tchuyah betzibah. Just Rav Chista holds, what do you mean? You only had to the level of lav. Rava says you're right, but the special halacha is a hekesh. The any time you have, you don't have to be makbir on tumas basa, for example, by a tzibur, so you don't have to be makbir either on the person eating it to be tahar. Because there's a hekesh from kol tahar basa to habasa shiga b'chol tameh.